This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Here's a little story that I think you'll like. It's not about Shaq or Iron Mike. So buckle your seatbelts, it's gonna get choppy. And listen to the tale of the time I fought Rocky. One day me and all my friends were hanging, talking about which of the girls was most banging. Then one friend says,
"You know who's really tough? Rocky.
Hit me home.
The boxer."
Man, I said, "Yeah, I know him. What about him?" He said,
"He's really tough."
"No way, man, I'm calling you bluff. I think that I can take him, and to prove my point, I'll challenge him in public."
Yeah, that's the joy.
So the very next day, stay true to my word, and I snuck on TV so I could be heard. I said, "Rocky, if you're out there, I think you're a nerd, and I'll lick you and bury you like a dog turd." I got kicked out, but the candle was lit, 'cause the people had to know if my claim was legit. It made the headlines, then I got the call. It was Rocky, and he wanted a brawl. We negotiated terms and set the date. Then I went into training to add some muscle weight. While I punched on meat in a rickety shack, he was sipping on wine, having models rub his back. At the weigh-in, boy, the tension was high. Me and Rock toe-to-toe and eye-to-eye. I talked some trash, we got pulled apart. I shot him one last look to strike fear in his heart. Skip ahead, the big night was finally here. My body was ripped and my mind was clear. We entered the arena to the roar of the crowd. People chanting my name, I never felt so proud. Faced off once more in the center of the ring. Touched gloves, said a prayer, then the bell went. He hit me with a left and shattered my face. Then a right set my teeth all over the place. Then another great punch caved in my eye socket. He broke my jaw and my trainer yelled,
"Stop it!"
But nobody heard him and he crushed my ribs. Blood sprayed off my face and onto some kids. They yelled out,
"More!"
And Rocky obliged. I had to think of some way to turn the tide. So I leaned back to hit him with all of my might. Took a swing, but he caught me with a sucker punch right. Then a sucker punch left and a sucker punch right. Then 22 consecutive sucker punch rights. He tore off my arms and beat me with them. Then threw acid in my face, which obscured my vision. He kicked me in the leg and fractured my shin. The bone splinter shot right out of my skin. People barfed in the crowd, they were going insane. Then Rocky punched my nose bone into my brain. I was quivering and twitching when I soiled my shorts. Then Rocky pissed on me, customary in sports. The doctor came out and pronounced me dead. And that was the night I fought Rocky.
Punch to the face.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Go away! Go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you. You bum!
Now, the officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance, and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
All right, it's the Friday Night Fights on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. Welcome to the show.
Hey, woman! Hey, woman! Listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, maybe you'd like to see a real man. I bet you stay up late every night dreaming you had a real man, don't you? I tell you what, bring your pretty little self over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man.
It's round one, songs about the police from the 70s, the Dream Police.
Oh,
right at the top of round one. It's The Dream Police by Cheap Trick. We've got the 70s versus the 80s versus the 90s today on Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle. And I am here with my cousin, Dr. Jared Gales. Welcome back to WMFO, Jared. How you doing?
Thanks so much for having me. It's awesome.
Yeah, thanks for coming in again. A lot has happened the last couple of weeks. I was on a little vacation, but we had all kinds of things happen in the world of politics. But tonight, it's all about rock and roll. That's what we like to do here on Friday Night Fights. I'm going to play three songs for you. One's going to be from the 70s, one's going to be from the 80s, one's going to be from the 90s. And you are the lead judge tonight here live in the studio. And you tell me which one you like the best.
Perfect.
Out of the three. And some people will be on the DJ chat here on WMFO.org. You can chat with me and tell me what your favorite song is while we're playing them here. And we're here with you until 8 p.m. We got some great songs tonight. We got some songs about the police starting us off. We have songs about touching yourself. Which decade's got the best song about touching yourself? We've got songs about other things, and we will go through those as we go on here. Second song about the police from the 80s. You might recognize this next one from NWA here on Friday Night Fights, WMFO in Medford.
The police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad because I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. All that is because I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe-to-toe in the middle of a sale. We come with me because I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole off bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Searching again down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, they can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any mother in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
The police.
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
The police and Ren said it with authority, because a nigga on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping, and a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me, but they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh, because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, oh, you punk, read my rights, and it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up, and we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your gat, and Ren's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me. Any ass that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucker feeling that's mad, with potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day. Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Police.
Yo, man, what you need?
Police, open up. We know what my breezy's arrest. Get down and put your hands up.
All right, for sake of time, we're going to go on to the third song about the police from the 90s. This is Radiohead.
Thank you.
This is what you'll get when you mess with us.
Karma Police, or just Karma Police. I like this little noise in the background. It reminds me of Depeche Mode a little bit. I feel you.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. You're a Depeche Mode fan, right?
Big.
Yeah,
that's
big.
That's all I listen to.
How about a radio? How about a Radiohead fan? Were you a Radiohead
fan? Big fan.
Yeah?
Absolutely, yeah.
I never really got into them. I like them from the few songs that I know, but I don't know them super well. Of course, I know that song. And what I try to do here on the Friday Night Fights is give three very good songs, and when I go into this, I just have to let you know, there's nothing for me to pick yet. I love all three of the songs. So if I have to, I vote, and then I give it a little bit of thought there, too. So we started out with Cheap Trick with the Dream Police from 1978, 79, around there. NWA was right in the middle of the 80s, or toward the end of the 80s, around 87, 88. And then, of course, the Karma Police from the 90s. And Jared Gales, give me your feedback. What do you think?
Oh, Karma Police is one of my favorite songs. Early 90s, that defined like coming from high school into college. Mm-hmm. And each stage of your life has a soundtrack. And that was it for that time.
Nice.
All
right.
That was it. It was that popular.
Very good. I love all of them, like I said. I think the NWA one, there's a lot lost in the fact that it's heavily edited. And in the four or so minutes I played, there must have been 100 swear words that were just like completely, like, what did he say? What
it
was
loses
that?
Its punch.
It
there.
Completely loses its punch. So I actually have to go with Cheap Trick on that one. I'm a huge fan of the Dream Police. I've seen Cheap Trick a few times. They're fantastic. As much as I love the other two, for me, I have to choose the 70s there. So we got one vote for the 70s. We got one vote for the 90s. And you out there could make a vote. You could call in and leave a very brief vote at 855-915-9636, because I got Jared in here live, and we're going to try to get through as many songs as we can by 8 p.m. So if you do call in that way, just make it very brief. Otherwise, you can go to DJ WMFO. There is a chat line there, and you can vote for the song that you like for round one. Was it Cheap Trick? Was it Radiohead? Or was it NWA? What do you think should win the Friday Night Fights? This is the fifth of the Friday Night Fights I've been doing this summer, and the 80s has won every single week.
So it might be a switch up tonight. We might see the 70s or the 90s win. I usually pick a few different decades, but the 80s have been on every single week, and they've won every single week. So we'll see. They didn't win this first round, but Jared and I are going to keep continuing going and bring you to round two. I think this is kind of a fun one that I picked here for round two. This is going to be songs about work. So the next ones are going to be songs about work here on the Friday Night Fights here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The first song about work is called Let's Work Together by Canned Heat. Here we go. WMFO Medford. As Canned Heat. Next one's from the 80s.
That is the we send chill to make a rhyme send chill. Then you know I will fulfill, make a couple of mil as I build the guild for all the rappers to skill and kill the weak rapper to no frill. Hang him in effigy if he's a sucker. Hang him to the left of me, cause my right hand man is my mic stand and the microphone that I own, and my game plan is keep it at a steady pace. Ain't no reason to rush, it ain't no race. I'ma hit the top just when I wanna, and it's a matter of time, and I'm gonna, cause I know when to go ahead and enter the classic Modi rap that sent you running around, holding your head, asking your homeboy, yo man, you heard what he said? Another funky rhythm, look at your man and give him a high five, cause I'm live, run around with him, telling everybody hanging out on the block, it's time to wake up, check the clock, punch it, I go to work. I go to work.
I go to work like an architect. I build the rhyme, sometimes it climbs so erect. Skyscrapers look like atoms, cause electrons rolling in patterns. Writing out word after word with each letter, it becomes visibly better. Cause my foundation built a nation of rappers. And after I came off vacation, I came to roam the land to own. Stand alone on the microphone, daddy's home. So open the door, playtime is over. Time to go to work, work to show the suckers in the place who run their face. A taste of the bass, who's the ace? Start the race. I'm coming in first. With each verse, I build a curse. So rappers can't capture Modi's rapture. And after I have to, I have to slap your senseless with endless rhymes. Don't pretend this is anything short of stupendous. And when this rhyme is done, your mind will become so trapped in the rap, you lust another one. But you gotta wait. It takes time. I don't write, I build a rhyme. Draw the plans, strap the diagrams. An architect in effect and it slams. And if it's weak when I'm done, renovate and build another one. I go work. I go work like a boxer. Train the brain and aim to outfox ya. Like a punch, my rhyme rocks ya. Sometimes it knocks ya so hard it stops you dead in your track. So power back before you can react, you're flat on your back. Down for the count, get up and dismount. Cause I'm coming with an endless amount of rhymes in a hurry, like a flurry. A collage, a camouflage, a power punch. But don't worry, knowledge is an antidote. I got hands that smoke, writing at the speed of light within sight. I wrote rhymes on a level so you can't relate unless you're intelligent, so stay awake. Sleepwalkers, slick talkers. This time a native New Yorker's riding a crescendo wave to say the mental state of the fan so he can understand my pencils writing the rhyme in its highest form. And I'ma drop it on you like a bomb. And when it explodes, I'll blow up a few casualties, but so what if you slow? You blow, you know you go. I flow, I throw, I pull, I go to work. To say rap is not work is ludicrous. Whoever said it must be new to this. When you hear me, you'll compare me to a prophet for profit. Not merely putting words together for recreation. Each rhyme's a dissertation. You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. I go to work. I go to work.
All right, songs about work. Here come the 90s. This is Lou Reed and John Cale with Work.
Andy was a Catholic. The ethic ran through his bones. He lived alone with his mother, collecting gossip and toys. Every Sunday when he went to church, he'd kneel in his pew and he'd say, "It's work, all that matters is work." He was a lot of things. What I remember the most, he'd say, "I got to bring home the bacon. Someone's got to bring home the roast." He'd get to the factory early. If you asked him, he'd have told you straight out, "It's work." No matter what I did, it never seemed enough. He said I was lazy, I said I was young. He said, "How many songs did you write?" "I'd written 0, I'd like to 10. "You won't be young forever. You should have written 15. It's work." You ought to make things big. People like it that way. And the songs with the dirty words, make sure you record them that way. And you like to stir up trouble. He was funny that way. He said, "It's just work." And he sat down to talk one day. He said, "Decide what you want. Do you want to expand your parameters or play the museums like some dilettante?" I fired him on the spot. He got red and he called me a rat. It was the worst word that he could think of. I'd never seen him like that. It was work. I thought he said, "It's just work." Andy said a lot of things. I stutter them all away in my head. Sometimes when I can't decide what I should do, I think, what would Andy have said? He'd probably say, you think too much. That's cause there's work that you don't want to do. It's work. The most important thing is work. It's work. The most important thing is work.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You are listening to the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle and Jared Gales. And we are at the end of round two, songs about work. We had Canned Heat in there with Let's Work Together. We had Lou Reed with John Cale in there with Work. And we also had Kool Moe Dee with I Go to Work. And I bring it over to Jared. What do you think about that round with Work? We all work all the time. We all enjoy our Friday nights.
My vote goes with the second one there, with the from the 80s.
Kool Moe Dee. The Kool Moe Dee?
Yeah, just the backtrack, the horns in the back just reminded me of 007, and you could easily do like an action montage with that. And like, even though it was, I've never seen it,
it's so
maybe
funny you said that. The video is him as James Bond.
Is it really?
That's funny that you say that.
I've never even...
Yeah, it's basically a black guy as James Bond during the whole video. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's awesome. I think for me, that round is very tough because I love that Canned Heat song, and I don't know it enough. Like, that was one that I picked. I'm like, I'm looking for the theme, and I like Canned Heat. They did a few big songs, but I think that's a great rock and roll song, and... I also love Lou Reed, but that's not my favorite Lou Reed and John Cale off of that. I love like Small Town and some other stuff. That entire Songs for Drella album from 1990 is just great. I'm going to go with Kool Moe on that one too, I think, because it's just awesome.
It really
is. And if you go to Arsenio Hall and you watch him do that live, it's like 1988 or 89. And he brings the whole studio like to their... They just get up, start clapping, and they're on their feet and just... It's so cool. And he's got like the MC Hammer dancers there. And it's just crazy. I mean, for me, like hip hop and rap in the 80s was fantastic. I loved it.
Yeah.
And and I don't think Kool Moe gets enough credit. So I'm giving him a vote for that one, too, for round two. So anybody else out there would like to vote in on round one or round two? We had songs about the police and we had songs about working. The next one, I think we're going to have songs about ducks. Do you like ducks?
As much as anyone likes ducks.
Like a good duck.
What's up with all those rubber duckies or in people are carrying them in cars? What is this?
We were talking about this, I think, with the Jeeps and the ducks.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
It's bizarre.
I don't want to ask.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I was doing like some recreational stuff for work, you know, just doing like the rec committee and giving out gifts and stuff. And I remember I was giving out a whole ton of rubber ducks. And people loved them. They were like, you know, nurses and doctors and things like that, because I worked in healthcare at the time. And people loved them. And I'm like, people are collecting these things, just like anything else. But who knows?
In the Walpole area, there are large, like, installations, I guess you'd call them, like these huge rubber duckies painted up. It must be some sort of fundraiser. But they're all around town in the Walpole, Norwood area.
I don't know. Could be worse, you know? Could be worse. I mean, there's worse things. Like those Cabbage Patch dolls were pretty bad. Like, they were ugly as hell. You know? It's like, I just wanted to strangle a baby.
I've seen a few of those lately. It's like, crazy.
What are these things?
They
background
persist.
Little to go to work. But just briefly, what a crazy week. I mean, all of a sudden, there's an assassination attempt. There's a dropout. There's like a new like thrill of Kamala. I don't get it, man. My opinion is everybody's going to get what they deserve.
They
know?
Will.
It's just what I said on our drive over here. Finally, the inmates are running the asylum, and you're gonna get whatever you get. It's going to get crazier. Mark my words here. It's going to get crazier. It's going to be the craziest election we've ever seen. We're going to see some wild stuff happening before the end of 2024. I have a feeling 2024 is going to go down in the record books one of the craziest years ever.
Oh, yeah. This election cycle, it's nuts.
And like I said, at one point, You know, it's like, what do we do to pull Joe out of there? Oh, let's have him have COVID. And sure enough, he has COVID and he decides to quit. So, yeah, it's just been wild. And that whole thing with the assassination and the I've been watching the thing on the Secret Service and I've been reading a book on that. I'm like, this is pretty wild. Like the Secret Service stuff, they really dropped a ball. But they're sitting there and they're talking about like 25 seconds. And as you know, you can have something fire very quickly in 25 seconds and get rid of a whole bunch of people. But at the same time, the way humans respond, mostly they're stupefied when something different is happening.
Even if they are Secret Service, right?
So when you're like, hey, there's a guy on a roof, for me to say that to you, you have to look at the roof too, and you're assessing what you say.
Right.
So all of a sudden, hey, Chris and Jared saw this guy on a roof, and why did 30 seconds go by before they didn't do anything? It's like, because we were processing it, because we're human.
Right.
You know, it's like, Secret Service ain't superhuman, and I don't really like what they're doing trying to, you know, really go after somebody. It seems like they're always looking to have somebody be a scapegoat and move on. And, and like, all of a sudden, the first director, like, dropped out right away.
Mm-hmm.
That made no sense to me. I'm like, something's wrong here.
Just retired.
Yeah, and it's like, so then you can't ask the people the questions.
She has no answers and then retires. It's like, wait, can we no longer ask questions?
Insane.
Like, is she unavailable for comment?
Insane. It's just insanity unraveling over the days and months and years. So, you know, if you're going to put a duck in the car, fine. It's fine.
Rubber duckies.
You know, it's like there's worse things you can do. You could be on a roof. You could be overlooking a crowd on a roof. You know, stick it to ducks on your Jeep, okay? Like, that's the good way to go for now. But in the background here, us three with I Go to Work. So again, if you want to make votes, you can go to DJWMFO at WMFO.org. Vote round one, round two. We are going to round three, songs about ducks, here on the Friday Night Fights. It is the 1970s versus the 1980s versus the 1990s. First, we'll hear Rick Dees and his cast of thousands from 1976 at the height of disco. Was this one called The Disco Duck?
Moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat? All of a sudden I begin to change. I was on the dance floor acting strange. Flapping my arms I begin to cluck.
Disco, 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 disco
All right, songs about ducks here at round three. To be fair, not the greatest song, but Rick Dees and his cast of idiots is what were called. Rick Dees and his cast of idiots with Disco Duck. And that was part one. There's actually two parts to that song.
Oh, that is horrible.
So if you've done disco into it, you could disco on the B side too. So that was recorded in Memphis, Tennessee. And Rick Dees was a DJ just like me who recorded that. And I want to say, you know, that was the height of disco around 76 to 78. And one of the reasons why most people didn't like disco was probably that song, because it's annoying at best.
Oh,
but
boy.
But the other two aren't going to be much worse or much better. So let's find out here. This is the duck round. I'm going to bring you to a person who has been around for quite a long time now doing parodies. And you might enjoy this Huey Lewis parody of I Want a New Drug. This is Weird Al with I Want a New Duck here on Friday Night Fights on WMFO in Medford.
I want a new duck, one that won't try to bite, one that won't chew a hole in my socks, one that won't quack all night. I want a new duck, one with big webbed feet, one that knows how to wash my car and keep its room real neat. One that won't raid the icebox, one that'll stay in shape, one that's never gonna try to migrate or escape, or I'll tie him up with duct tape. I want a new duck, a mallard I think, one that won't make a mess of my house, I'll build a nest in the bathroom sink. I want a new duck, one that won't steal my beer, one that won't stick his bill in my mail, one that knows the duck stops here. One that won't drive me crazy, waddling all around, one who'll teach me how to swim and help me not to drown. Just a drake, I can dress real cute, think I'm gonna name him Bruce. I want a new duck, not a quail or an owl, one that won't molt too much, one that won't smell too foul, one that won't beg for breadcrumbs, hanging around all day. You better mind his manners, better do just what I say.
All right, we're in the middle of round three. It is the duck round. Here comes the 90s. It is the Jerky Boys with Duck Cleaning. So this isn't officially a song. It is a track. So best track about ducks. The 70s, the 80s, or the 90s. You make a vote at WMFO.org. Here's the Jerky Boys. Duck Cleaning.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Duck Cleaning?
Yes, it is. Master speaking.
This is Kessel.
Who?
Kessel.
Kessel who?
My name is Kessel.
Kessel?
Right. This is duck cleaning, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I went hunting yesterday with my grandson. We bagged some ducks, but we don't know how to clean them.
Okay, we don't do that kind of duck cleaning, sir. Neither do we clean geese or chickens. We clean air ducts. Maybe you
they were flying in the air. They were going. Look out! I got me a down pillow now.
You do?
Right.
Oh, well, that should be pretty nice. Do you
I throw my wife down on it. What's so funny? You ever see what my wife looks like in a negligee? She neglected her body, should I say.
Oh, my God. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kissel.
Kissel who?
I heard you's clean ducks. That's why I call.
Oh, okay, but if you already made the pillow for your down, the down pillows, your ducks are already cleaned.
No, they're all filthy.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
What's your home address?
The pillow stinks. It smells just like dead ducks.
Who is this? Hello?
My grandson bagged a few ducks.
He did?
Yeah. What's good for the goose is good for my grandkid.
Exactly.
Hello? Hello?
Would you like me to schedule you for the work to be done?
Thank you.
May I ask who I'm speaking with?
This is Kissel.
Okay, what's your home address? Who is this? This is one of Greg's friends.
I'm giving you my address.
And where is that?
Hello?
Huh?
What are you laughing at? You never seen ducks before?
Huh?
You never seen a duck before?
No.
Look out, duck!
No, I haven't.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. That's going to go down as the most annoying round of the day, I think.
Oh, my word.
All three are pretty bad, huh?
Oh, man.
Usually I come up with three great rock and roll songs, but that's pretty much on novelty round. We got some ducks in the background while we're talking. I don't know, man. That's tough. That's tough. We had Disco Duck from 1976. We had I Want a New Duck, arguably not the best of Weird Al's parodies. And we had the less funnier of the two Jerky Boys calling some woman and almost asking for a date at one point with the duck shop. So go ahead, give me your feedback on those three and make a vote if you even can make one. Go ahead, Jared.
Weird Al, I'll have to go with that 80s.
Going with that?
I like that one, yeah. I mean, of the three, I mean, they're pretty horrible. So, yeah, that's...
They're all super annoying.
Yeah, they're really annoying.
They're all super annoying. I love Weird Al, and I loved him as a kid, and I remember going out and getting Dare to Be Stupid, which that came out of in 85, and I'm like, why would he parodize that song? I mean, I Want a New Drug was a big one, but I didn't think the jokes were that great in that one compared to all of his other parodies of super big hits. You know, like Eat It, and the Michael Jackson one was like right before that. So I was expecting something big.
Yeah.
But I hate to do this, but I got to go Disco Duck.
Oh, and it is
horrible. But I think the three of them, I think they're all pretty annoying. But that one, I can tolerate every now and then. And it has meaning in disco, and I appreciate the fact that a DJ wrote that, and he made a career for himself, Rick Dees. And he said he wrote it in a day, but he couldn't get people to sing it or play it for almost 3 months because nobody wanted to do it. And when they get the Donald Duck on there, which is easily the most annoying part of the song. But it was considered the best song of 1977. That was voted the best new song of 1977.
That's like the Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah,
of the year.
Everybody was super, super high in 1976.
You'd have to be.
they were sick of Vietnam. Yeah. It was bicentennial. It was just like, let's just have fun. I have a feeling 2026 may be a fun year if we make it there.
Right.
Because that's going to be the what is it, 250?
Oh,
yeah, so it's not the bicentennial, it's the bi plus 50,
right?
And they just said Obama and Bush are getting together to do stuff together. And they're going to have, I don't know if it's going to be centralized, but they're going to have all kinds of like parties and stuff. And
no,
it's like,
way.
You got to do something. We got to do something to celebrate.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're done.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, otherwise, we're going to be...
have some fun.
I'll be, you know, we'll all be moving to Texas. It's going to be the one freaking state that can support itself. you know?
Have some bipartisan fun.
Some bipartisan fun. I'm going to, so anybody want to do a vote, you can go on the DJ chat. You can also send me messages on the Facebook or to private message me. In a couple of minutes, I will give you the winners of round one and round two, the police and work rounds. And right now, we will go on to round four. And I will let you. I'll let you pick this round, since I made you sit through that awful round of ducks. We can do songs about cocaine, songs about the radio, Beatles songs, covers from Beatles songs from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, or songs about touching yourself. What would you like to hear next, Jared?
Oh, boy. How about Beatles covers?
You want to do the Beatles covers?
Yeah, sounds good.
We'll do the Beatles covers. So these are all going to be Beatles cover songs from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So what we have lined up is we have some Rod Stewart lined up, and we have some U2 lined up, and it will end with Phil Collins. So these are songs that are covers by the Beatles. You can vote for one. Will it be the 70s, the 80s, or the 90s? We're starting in the 1970s with Rod Stewart with his version of Get Back. A little bicentennial swing in the middle of it here at the beginning. Friday Night Fights here with you until 8 p.m.
Minion.
Jojo was a man, thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass.
This is a song Charles Manson stole from the Beatles. We're stealing it back. When you get to the bottom, you go back to the top of the slide, and you stop, and you turn, and you go for a ride. Then you get to the bottom, then you see me again. Do you, don't you want me to love you? Come on now, fast and run, you'll find you. Tell me this. Ain't no law, but you ain't no dancer. Dancing.